Everybody, so this week's parsha is Parshas Va'aschanan, and there's an interesting pasuk in this parsha that is very unclear as to what exactly the pratim of this din actually are. The Rambam writes in Parakid Aleph, Hilchas Rotzeach Shmiras HaNefesh, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam is describing somebody who's not careful to take the proper precautions with one's own life or with somebody else's life. So the Rambam says, Echad Hagag Ve'echad Kol Davar She'yesh Bo Sakana, whether I have a roof that doesn't have a maka around it or something which is some sort of sakana to other people, and I'm concerned that maybe somebody will trip up on my roof, maybe somebody's going to become damaged from something that I have, either I have a roof that doesn't have a maka around it, or I have a bar in my backyard, and perhaps someone will fall in. You have to do everything you can to make sure nobody falls in, and you have to make sure to put up a maka on the roof that nobody should fall off. So too says the Rambam, any michshol, not just the bar in the sada, not just the maka on the roof, but any michshol that you see that might be dangerous for people, you have to make sure lahasiro v'lihisharma mimenu, you have to stay far away from that. V'lihizar b'davar yafa yafa, where do we learn all of this halacha from? A pasuk in this week's parsha, shenemar, hishamar lecha ishmar nafshecha miyod, says the Rambam, we learn it from the pasuk in our parsha, that you have to be very careful with your life and with the life of others. V'im lo heisir, if you don't take it away, and you make sure, I'm sorry, if you don't make sure to remove all the obstacles that people can possibly go wrong with in your property, bitul mitzvahs esei v'aver b'los asim dam v'vesecha. Okay, very good. So the Marsha in Brachas on Daf Lamed Beis, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, asked the same question. How can the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Lamed Zayin and Chosha Mishpat, how can they assume that the makor, that the source for this halacha of not having a michshol in our property is learned from the pasuk of Yishamer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Miyod? If in fact you look in our parsha, that's not at all what the pasuk is referring to. If we learn the pasuk in Chumash, what is it referring to? Yishamer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Miyod Pen Tishkach Hasadvar Masharo Enecha Pen Yisurim Uvavecha Yom Asher Amadotel Lefnei Hashem Alekecha B'Chorev. The pasuk has nothing to do with Sakana Ushmir Sanefesh. All the pasuk is referring to is reminding ourselves of the fact that there was a experience called Kabbalah Sator, that there was a time in history when we had Maimon Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to the Jewish people. That's what the Pasuk is saying. We have to remember that experience. What does it have to do with Sakana Shmiras HaNefesh? So that's the Kasha that the Marsha has, that's the Kasha that the Minchas Chinuch has, and the Marsha, in fact, leaves it off with the Tzarachi and Gadol. He's not sure exactly what's the Pshat in this Halacha. How can we learn out this Halacha from the very same Pasuk, if in fact the Pasuk itself is not at all referring to this type of Halacha at all? So where does this idea come from that Pasuk is referring to Divrei Torah? Well, you read the simple pasuk, it says, you have to make sure to remember Maimon Har Sinai. But the Gemara takes it a little bit further. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Tzadites, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Mishakeach Davar Echad Mitalmudo, someone who forgets something that he once learned, Over Belav, he's in violation of a lav, Shenemar, Hishamar Lecha Shemar Nafshecha Miyod, Pen Tishkach Hasadvar. Says the Gemara in Menachos Daf Tzadites, person has to make sure to always remember the Torah that he learns. And if you forget it, you're in violation of the pasuk in our parsha. Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod, you have to be careful never to forget Har Sinai, which the Gemara now says, extrapolates that it means also you're not allowed to forget your own learning. We'll see in a few minutes why that is connected. Well, over here it says, Hishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod pen tishkach asadvar masharoe necha. So anytime we know it says Hishamar Pen Va'al, obviously the meaning is that it's a reference to a Los Haseh. Ravina Amar Hishamar Upen Shnei Lavaninu. So you might not just be in violation of one Lav if you forget your learning. You might even be in violation of two Lavin if you forget your learning. So this is what the Gemara discusses. And then the Gemara says, maybe you'll say, if I become in a state of mind where I no longer am able to remember things, maybe you'll say I'm in violation of the Lav, says the Gemara. No, it's talking about the Mesira Miliba Makasa Medaber. We're talking about a person who specifically decides, I don't want to remember, or some say, I don't want to chazer. I know that the only way to remember my learning is to review it, and I decide I'm not going to chazer. So therefore, one might be in violation about that. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But you see from the Gemara that this Pasuk is learned pretty literally, that the Pasuk of Yishamar Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Miyod is referring to Talmud Torah. It's not referring to Sakana Ushmiras HaNefesh. And in fact, when we talk about the severity of a person not forgetting the learning, we have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Distoib, Rabbi Yane, Mishim, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kalo Shokeach, Davar Echad Mimishnaso, Mala Olav, Hakasav, Ki'ilu, Mischayev, Inafsho. Very severe, very strong statement. A person who forgets their learning, it's as if, Harehu, Ki'ilu, Mischayev, Inafsho. It's as if you are roi for to lose your life over that. It's a very special significance that's given to somebody who forgets the Torah that they've learned. You look in Sefer Shmuel and Navi, very interesting pasuk we have there. Hine anochi ose davar b'Yisrael. A nevuah comes to Eli and it says, I'm going to do something to the Jewish people. Asher kol shomo tatzilena shnei aznav. That anyone who hears about this terrible thing that's going to happen to the Jewish people, tatzilena shnei aznav, your ears are going to pop out, literally. You're not going to know what to do with yourself when you hear what's about to happen. And what was that thing that's about to happen? The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying b'nevuah that Shviyas Aaron, that the Aaron's going to be captured. Okay. Like, is that the worst thing in the world? It's pretty bad, but is that the worst thing in the world? And then you look later in the pasuk in Shmuel and it says, Vayan HaMevaser Vayomer. A Mevaser, a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Eli and he speaks to him and he says, Nas Yisrael of Nea Plishtim. I want you to know, number one, the Jewish people have retreated. They were fighting with the Plishtim, they ran away. Number two, Gamma Gefu Gedola HaYisabam. There was a terrible calamity, a terrible plague that befell the nation. Number three, Gam Shnei Banecha Mesu, Chafni Upinchas. He tells Eli, I want you to know, your two children, Chafni and Pinchas, who you love so much, they died. And Arun Elokim Nilkecha. And also, number four, the Arun Hashem was taken away, was captured. By Hikiz Kiras Arun Elokim, says the Pasuk. And when Eli heard that the Arun was taken away, that it was captured, by Yipol Me'ahakise Achanas. Fascinating thing. He hears that his children died. Okay, he can handle it. He hears that the Jewish people are losing the war. He can handle it. He hears that there's a Magefa and so many people lost their lives. Okay. All of a sudden, you hear that the Aaron was captured. He falls off his chair. He faints. He can't handle it. Why is that? Because the most dangerous thing for the Jewish people is Shikchas HaTorah. And when you have the Aaron that's taken into captivity, when you don't have an Aaron that's alive and well, when you don't have the Jewish people surrounding the Aaron and learning everything that's inside of the Aaron, that is the biggest destruction of the Jewish people. That's why Rabbi Sabalovsky spoke yesterday about Ein Shir Raka Torah Zos. When we come to the end of a Tisha B'Av and we wonder, what do we have left after a Beis Hamikdash is destroyed? The answer is, we still have the Torah. And you don't say that's just a booby prize to say, oh, well, we lost everything else, but all we have left is the Torah because we have nothing else in the world. No! That the Beis Hamikdash stood first and foremost as a Makom HaTorah. That's where the Sanhedrin sat, that's where the Aron and the Luchos were. That was the neshama of the Beis Hamikdash, was the Torah itself, the Torah HaKadosha. That's what infused, that's what endowed the Makom HaMikdash with its Kedusha. We've said on many occasions that the Rambam writes, the Rambam is not a history book, but the Rambam writes, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, they took the Aron and they hid it into the ground underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Mefarshim ask, why does the Rambam tell us that? Who cares? So they hid the Aron. What does that make a difference for us? What's the halacha lemaisa that comes out of that? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe the pshat is because the Beis Hamikdash has the status of a Makom Kadosh. But what gives it Kedusha? What is it, just because it was built on Har Maria? No, that doesn't give it Kedusha. What gives it Kedusha is, like the Nefesh HaChaim writes, is the Kedusha HaTorah. The only reason why tefillin have a Kedusha is not because you put them on your arm. It's not because you do a mitzvah. What do you mean? Lulav and Esrog don't have a Kedusha. We don't assume that. It's only because a tefillin has Divrei Torah in it. Why does the mezuzah have Kedusha? Because the mezuzah has Divrei Torah. And over here as well, the only reason why the Beis HaMikdash has a Kedusha is because it was endowed, it was infused with the Kedusha by the Luchos and the Aron, which were housed inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is the heart and soul of the Beis HaMikdash. That is what gives it its Kedusha. And therefore, it says the Rambam, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and they knew there was going to be a Bayis Sheni, and they said, we have to put it underneath the ground because without the Aron and the Luchos, we cannot have a Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. So in the Bayis Sheni, what endowed the Bayis Sheni with the Kedusha was the fact that they knew that there was a Luchos and an Aron right beneath the ground, right underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what was able to give the Kedusha to the Makom HaMikdash as well. And Rav Soloveitchik took it a step further and he said, this is why it was imperative that Yoshua ben Nun, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, had to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, going around with the Aron 7 times around Yericho. Why is that? Because also, in order to endow Eretz Yisrael with the Kedusha, it had to be the Kedusha HaTorah. The only thing that gives Kedusha in this world is the Torah that a person learns, is the Torah that we study. And that's why we have over here as well that Eli HaKohen falls off of his chair, not when he hears that his children died, not when he hears that Klal Yisrael is losing the war, not that he hears that there's a terrible calamity in the Jewish people, when he hears Nashva HaAron, when he hears that the Aron, that the Shikchas HaTorah, that the Aron is lost and we no longer have that avenue to attach ourselves to the Torah HaKadosha, then he realizes this is a terrible state that the Jewish people are in. That's when he falls off his chair, that's when he faints, because that's the most severe of all. That's worse than anything else. So in fact, you see from all this that Shikchas HaTorah is really what the Pasuk is referring to. Raki Shama Lecha Shmar Nafshecha Miyod Pen Tishkachas HaDvarim. It's referring to either forgetting Maimon Har Sinai or forgetting the Torah that we learn. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch and the Marsha's Kasha is much more pronounced. How could it be that we take this so out of context and we just take the first three words of a pasuk and say, Raki shama lechar shmor nafshach hamiyot pentishkach hasadvarim. No, it's not referring to that. It's referring to ratzeach hashmiras hanefesh. You have to make sure nobody gets hurt on your property. What does it have anything to do with what the simple pasuk is referring to? When we come to talk about this Isser of forgetting Maimon Har Sinai, of forgetting our Torah, the Yireim actually counts this lav as a lav de'oraisa. A person is not allowed to forget the Torah that they learned. The Yireim says that is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. The Rambam himself does not count it. And that's a big question why the Rambam does not. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and other Achronim discuss it. Why is it that the Rambam does not quote this halacha? Why doesn't he quote the din in the Taryag Mitzvahs and the Sefer HaMitzvahs to say there's a special Isser that you're not allowed to forget the Torah that you learn, and that's because the pasuk says Yisham Lachash Manafshach Hamiyot. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav suggests maybe the reason why the Rambam counts is because the Rambam assumes its part, it's subsumed under a different category as well. The Rambam, he assumes, says like this. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Talmud Torah that you have a chiyuv to learn Torah for the rest of your life. Every single day of your life you have a chiyuv to learn Torah until the end of your life. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Rambam, when he talks about that, sticks in, Shanamar Yisham Lechosh Manafshach Hamiyot. What does that mean? He says, this is just subsumed under the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How are you going to make sure to never forget your learning? How are you going to make sure that everything you learn you actually acquire and stays a part of you? How is that going to happen? The best way to ensure that is, like the Rambam says, you have a proactive mitzvah to go ahead and learn Torah the rest of your life every single day. And that's why the Rambam says, we're not going to count this as a separate lav. No, it's subsumed under the mitzvah's essay of Talmud Torah, since Talmud Torah applies for the rest of your life, always to remember to learn, therefore that's already counting, so to speak, this lav, which is not really counted on its own, of Hisham Lechosh Manafshach Hamiyot. This is what Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. So we have number one, the Yireim, that says it's a separate lav. We have number two, the Rambam, who says, well, it's not a separate lav, but we're going to subsume it under the category of Talmud Torah. And then we have an aberration. We have, which really should be the simple pshat, but we have the Ramban, both on the Torah. He has it on this week's Parsha. And he also has it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the back of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he wrote a collection of paragraphs in which he points out what he thought the Rambam left out of the Rambam's count of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So he wrote over there in Mitzvah Beis. And this is Lashon HaMitzvah HaShniyah SheNimnu Shelo Lishkoach Maimon Har Sinai. He says the second mitzvah that the Rambam forgot to count in his Sefer HaMitzvahs is that we have a biblical mandate to make sure that we remember Maimon Har Sinai every day of our lives. Velo nasir oso midatenu, we can never forget that experience of Maimon Har Sinai. Aval yu einenu v'libeinu sham kal hayamim, we always have to remember the fact that we had an experience of Maimon Har Sinai that always has to be at the forefront of our minds. V'akavana b'zeh gedola miyod, says the Rambam. We have a specific reason why this mitzvah was given to us. It's not stam like the mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvah of lulav. We don't always understand the mitzvahs. Over here, we have a good reason. Why? Shim hayu divrei Torah b'ayim etzleinu mipi ha-navi. Says, imagine Kabbalah Satorah didn't happen from God himself. Imagine we didn't have the big fanfare that we had by Kabbalah Satorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu would have come along and say, hey, I want everyone to believe me. I'm a big Navi. Everyone should believe me. These are the Taryag mitzvahs and everyone should keep them. What would happen? A few generations later, people who never met Moshe Rabbeinu will say, well, why should we believe him? Now we have great Talmid HaChacham, now we have great Nevi'im who are coming along and saying, Mitzvahs HaTorah are different. So that's why God had to come himself by Maimon Har Sinai and give us the Torah that we should know that it's from God. It's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's because God gave it himself. This is why he did it in such a pronounced fashion. And this is why we have a mitzvah, says the Ramban, V'hodatam levanecha levnei vanecha. We always have to remember, we always have to pass down in the Mesorah this experience of Matan Torah. Why? Because that's the fundamental reason why we keep the Mitzvahs HaTorah, is because we believe that God himself came at Maimon Har Sinai. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a Navi. If it was only a Navi, then a few generations later we would forget about him. We would find another Navi who's going to instruct us differently. No, but because it was Moshe Rabbeinu coming, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came himself to Maimon Har Sinai and gave us the Torah, this is why we believe it for the end of time. So the Ramban learns it very specifically. And he says that our pasuk should be taken very literally to mean that we have an actual mitzvah's essay to remind ourselves of the fact that there was a Maimon Har Sinai, and this is very, very important, says the Ramban. So, you'll say, the Ramban says we have a mitzvah to remind ourselves of Maimon Har Sinai. I want to know how many people in the room say the Sheish Zechiras every day. I don't say them. How many people say them? Probably not so many. You don't have to raise your hands. Oh, I'm very impressed. Okay, thank you. Saving grace. So, for those of us who don't say, so that's the question that the Magen Avraham raises. What do? The Ramban says this is a mitzvah essay every day to remind yourself of Maimon Har Sinai. How do you remind yourself? We don't say the Sheish Zechiras. Some big tzaddikim say the Sheish Zechiras. They have time after davening. But some people who don't have time, who don't say it, so what are they going to do? How are they making the mitzvah according to the Ramban? What are they going to do? So the Tur and the Magen Avraham both say as follows. When you say Birchas HaTorah every day, you should have in mind that you're reminding yourself of that experience of Maamid Har Sinai of Kabbalah HaTorah. Why so? Because what do we say? Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. The time that we were chosen was when? By Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world stop. Everything came to a halt. Everyone believed that now the chosen people are being given the Torah. So therefore, says the Tur and the Magen Avraham quotes this as well. When you say Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, this is something that we say every single day. You in fact should have in mind, I mean, Mikayim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Maamid Har Sinai. And in fact, he says, when you get to Birchas Kriyas Shema, you say, Uvanu Vachartu Mikolam V'Lashon V'Karavtanu L'Shimcha Gadol Sela B'Emes. When you say those phrases, it's really a reference to Kabbalah HaTorah. God brought us close. V'Karavtanu L'Shimcha Gadol. Uvanu Vachartu, you chose us. We are the Am HaNivchar. When did that happen? That happened on the occasion of Maamid Har Sinai. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, quoting from the Tur, this is the way we could be Mekayim the mitzvah according to the Ramban. We have a three-way machlokas. The Rambam said, we don't count this mitzvah at all. It's just subsumed under the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that since we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn every day of our lives, therefore part of that mitzvah also is that we should not forget the Torah because you're going to be learning it the rest of your life. The Yireim said, no, we take this mitzvah literally, and it means there's an actual lav in the minyan on mitzvahs to forget the Torah. If you forget the Torah that you learn, you're in violation of a lav, of a mitzvah's losa, say, every time you forget something that you learn. The Ramban says, no, let's take the mitzvah back to its roots. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, don't forget about the experience of Maamid Har Sinai. Says the Ramban, it's a very important mitzvah. And if we learn like the Ramban, the Tur and the Magen Avraham are suggesting we should think each and every day when we say Birchas HaTorah, when we say HaBocher Be'Alma Yisrael, we should think about the fact that we are actually in fulfillment of this mitzvah of Zechiras Maamid Har Sinai, the way the Ramban learns it very literally. Every day when we say Birchas HaTorah, we recognize Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, that God created us, He gave us the chosen nation, He gave us that appellation to call us His chosen people. That's something we can remind ourselves each and every day when we recite the Birchas HaTorah, when we say the Bracha of Avraham. Maybe we'll continue a little bit.